So Arjuna, you are one of the seven young people from across the world who have been selected to participate in the UN Secretary General's Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change. Tell us about your journey. What all are you doing to combat climate change and what brought you here?
My name is Archana Soren. So I belong from Khadiya tribe from Odisha. So the meaning of my surname, that is Soren, means rock. So which means that our tribal community is so intertwined with nature that even our name has the elements of nature. My own family, my own grandfather and father have been part of community-led forest protection in our own village. My grandfather was pioneer of forming these community-led forest protection committees. So having seen this from my own childhood, I know how important it is for our community to conserve our forest and also how life and livelihood is intertwined with nature. Coming from this background, when I went to pursue my master's in Tata Institute of Social Sciences, where I got to study about environmental regulation, I realized that the indigenous communities have been contributing immensely towards climate action. And then I realized that I am from the indigenous community. But how will the upcoming generation know about this traditional knowledge and practices if it is not documented? At that point of time, I also lost my father in 2017. And then that gave me motivation that, you know, the ancestors and our parents or family members are not here with us forever. If we need to learn from them, if we need to document our history, it is important to go back to them and learn from them and write it. Because only when we write it, we are creating evidence and we are storing this information and knowledge for our upcoming generation. And that is what motivated me and strengthened my vision that it is very important to put forward across the globe or across the world that these are the practices of indigenous communities and this is how they are contributing. So then I had started researching, documenting and understanding about the traditional knowledge and practices of the indigenous communities. Having done masters, I also started working in Odisha. 2 years, I went to different villages, districts, interacted with different indigenous communities. And then I realized how unique this traditional knowledge and practices have been. Every tribe has unique practices, but every tribe together is contributing towards ecological harmony and ecological restoration. And these insights of mine coming from the tribal community, having read about it, having worked on it, helped me to engage well and put this perspective in Yongo. Yongo is the official youth constituency of UNFCCC, and I have been active member of Yongo since 2019.
Arjuna, what is your role in the UN Secretary General's advisory group now?
Our role in UN Secretary General's advisory group is that we are supposed to give the Secretary General's feedbacks and suggestions on his 6 climate action points. Our work is to reach out to all the youth and put forward the perspective of the youth to the Secretary General. As of now, we have not met Secretary General, but we'll be meeting him on 12th August, that is International Youth Day. That is the first meeting, and there we'll be sharing our insights and inputs on the climate action. And also we'll be continuously engaging with him in this entire 2 years.
So how important do you think the participation of youth is on the issue of climate change? How can the United Nations take the youth along in a better way?
I feel it is very important for the youth to participate in the climate action because at this particular point of time, if we have to speak about this climate action, I think it is very important for the youth to engage in climate action because every person or every individual, like me being a youth, I want to have a good life. I want to have a life with my family members. I want to have a good career is what we all aspire to. But currently, all these are under threat. It's under threat because of climate crisis. And only when we act on climate action, that is how we'll be able to have a dignified life later on. And for which we need to raise our voice, be vocal about the issues. And having said that, when we talk about what UN should do, UN should provide opportunities for the youth to put forward their voice, not only in the international level, but also starting from local level, regional level, and national level, and also providing an ecosystem and friendly ecosystem, a secure ecosystem where everyone can speak fearlessly and vocally on issues of climate crisis.
So with respect to UN at 75 campaign, what is the potential of young people in bringing about the change that we want to see, according to you?
So if we see about a UN 75 campaign, it is all about cooperation and coming together. And that is how I realize it is very important for us as entire nations of the globe to come together, because climate action or climate crisis is not affecting only one country or two countries. It is affecting the entire globe. So that is why all the countries have to collectively come together and work towards climate action. And having said that, I also feel every youth has different expertise. Every youth has different interest areas. Some are good at singing, some are good at writing, dancing, oratory, painting, and things like that. So it is very important that we use all these talents of ours and raise our voice and speak on climate action. And that is how, when the merge, when we come together as the collective, will be more powerful, because we come from diverse background and diverse expertise. And having said that, I also feel that there is often, indigenous community members are not acknowledged and their contribution is not acknowledged. So that is how I feel we need to take the indigenous communities together, both the other stakeholders in terms of the state level stakeholders, national level stakeholders, and all the stakeholders together along with the indigenous community.
So what are the plans for the future with this new role? What will be your strategy to bring about big changes on the issues related to climate change?
My strategy, or what I aim to do, is first of all, I do acknowledge and accept that the youth group all across the globe are doing tremendous work. Over a few years, there has been extensive work done by the young leaders. I feel it is very important that we come collectively, because if we come collectively, we'll be more powerful and assertive. So I aim to bring all the youth leaders together. Second, specifically in terms of the indigenous youth, I feel it is very important to create opportunity wherein the leaders of the indigenous communities can share their knowledge to the young generation, and there is transition of knowledge. So I want to create opportunities for that. Third, I would also want to make that this youth participation is not only for the educated youth or formal youth groups, but also for the youth, those who have not been able to receive education. So I feel I want to bring all the youth together, both in the local level and regional level, and work from there for them.